Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In a very close vote, Colombians voted down a peace accord aimed at ending a 52-year guerrilla war with the Marxist rebel group known as the FARC. The no vote edged out the yes vote by 0.5% of the vote, with 37% of eligible voters going to the polls. Many no voters expressed concern over the peace agreement's provisions on justice for conflict-related crimes. The United States commends the Colombian government and people of Colombia for the democratic process and recognizes that difficult decisions lie ahead. President Juan Manuel Santos, FARC leader Rodrigo Londano, and opposition leader Alvaro Uribe have all indicated their commitment to achieve peace and to engage in an inclusive national dialogue. Colombians have expressed their commitment to settle their differences through institutions and dialogue rather than violence. Indeed, both President Santos and FARC leader Londano have agreed to keep the ceasefire in place. White House spokesperson Josh Earnest said the voice of the Colombian people must be taken into account. We hope that all sides will continue to be focused on the goal of a negotiated peace, and we want to encourage them to continue to pursue that path. But it's also important for them to be acting consistent with the promises that they've made to the Colombian people. Colombia can count on the support of the United States as it continues to seek democratic peace and prosperity for all Colombians. The U.S. supports President Santos's proposal for a broad dialogue as the next step toward a just and lasting peace.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.